Those whose business is tobacco farming have a chance to start a new era today. They can start applying for money under a $10 billion buyout program that Congress passed last year. The industry-funded buyout ends a price support system that regulated who could grow tobacco and how much they could charge. Many farmers are thankful for the buyout checks, but apprehensive about selling their crop on the free market. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
If you want to see how much the tobacco buyout is changing the rural South, visit a place like Roger Tate's farm near Mebane, North Carolina. It was Tate's great-great-great-grandfather who first grew tobacco here, and for 200 years the Tates have tended the fields and maintained the old wooden barn.
This is the door.
The Tate's oldest tobacco barn dates back to the 19th century, but this year it and all the others will go unused. Roger Tate has decided to convert the family farm to a livestock operation, convinced he can't make money in tobacco without price supports. It was a tough decision for Tate, who says he always took pride growing the crop, even when its health dangers became known.
We looked at it as a tradition that our family had, and I never thought in my lifetime it would change like this. I figured it would be my children's decision, but you know, the world changes and you move on.
Tate expects to get about $200,000 from the buyout over the next 10 years. That's his share of the money cigarette companies will pay people who own the right to grow tobacco under the old system. But in exchange for those payments, farmers lose the safety net of a federal program that since 1934 had propped up the price of their crop. This year, under the free market, Tate says his tobacco income would have fallen about 25%.
I didn't think it'd be profitable for us. You know, fuel's going up, fertilizer's going up, and after we added up all our expense and saw the way it was headed, we were headed deeper and deeper in a hole.
For many farmers, the introduction of free market economics has brought new uncertainty to the already volatile tobacco business. No longer bound by government production quotas, some entrepreneurial farmers plan to continue or even expand their operations. But others are changing crops or changing careers, frightened by tobacco's lower prices. Jody Martin is an agricultural extension agent in Florence, South Carolina.
I've had numerous grower meetings and been with a lot of growers over the past 4 or 5 months. And you look into their eyes and they're scared, they're confused. They really don't know what's the next step and where they're going.
I want to welcome you all to USDA's first informational meeting for the tobacco quota buyout.
Throughout the South, the Agriculture Department is holding forums for people in the tobacco business. This one in Florence last week was a chance for the government to share information with farmers and farmers to share concerns with each other. LaSheila Green was among the people there who won't be growing tobacco this year. And with a 79-year-old mother to support, she says she's searching for other ways to make money on her family farm.
Tobacco growing is a lifestyle. It is our wealth. It's our way of life. Now we have to think of another route concerning our mom. And now it's to the point where you wonder what's next.
Not all farmers, though, are pessimistic about tobacco's future. As he left the meeting, Walter Fulton said he plans to keep growing about 30 acres of the crop even after he gets his buyout money. Fulton says his profit margin will be tighter than it used to be, but he expects tobacco will always be in demand.
I believe it's going to stay around as long as people smoke. They're going to have to get it from someplace.
And you get a little bit of a buyout.
Yeah, I'll get a little bit, and that'll be helpful. I hope I don't throw it away. Nobody's staying in the farming business.
Indeed, despite the uncertainty, most farmers welcome the buyout. Even under price supports, it was getting hard to make money in tobacco, with fewer people smoking and more competition from overseas farms. Industry leaders predict the free market will weed out weaker farmers, strengthening the rest. And they hope the buyout payments, scheduled to start this summer, will ease the transition for people who grew what used to be the South's leading cash crop. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.